The security audit should be designed with very specific responsibilities in the respect of organizational procedures for the screening and appointment of staff, criteria of confidentiality for the classification and protection of information. We're also going to take a look at some more elements of the security audit in the next slide. These should also include the commercial and ethical screening of new investment opportunities, both internal and external to the organization, which entail a security vulnerability, preventing statutory and professional data protection standards, instilling the concept that security belongs to everyone. From this perspective, many organizations have the opinion that the security department is responsible for security. But this is not true. Sustainable security culture requires that everyone in the organization falls under this purview. The depth and the detail of these responsibilities will, of course, vary with the size and complexity of the organization involved. There also has to be significant commitment to the education and training at every level within the organization, so that the process of change can be managed in a proper fashion. All those actually are likely to be affected by the changes in working practices must understand that the new systems and problems of using them efficiently are done from the viewpoint of safeguarding the organization. Everyone must feel like a person who's in charge of the security. This is termed as the security culture for every employee. Security thus belongs to everyone, from the executive staff to the new employees. Everyone thus owns a piece of the organization's security solutions and thus the security culture. Even after these changes have been introduced, employees who do not begin using the systems immediately will need refresher courses. And those who have regular practice should be shown how to consolidate and improve upon their skills and be updated in any amendments to the system. They need to be completely aware of the security standards. Security awareness, thus, is the process of training the entire staff the basic lessons about security. Security standards must be set for each employee's ability to judge threats before asking them to understand the depth of the threats. It is thus essential to infuse creativity into the awareness efforts through the medium of audits and training sessions. The security awareness has got a bad reputation because of the mechanisms that were traditionally used to deliver it. Posters and in-person reviews were thought of as boring, but they need to be mandatory in order to spread the culture. The internet in this context can be an effective medium to percolate the security awareness. We're going to discuss more about the nuances of developing a good security policy through audits and training in the next slide as well. Thus, it is a good policy to ensure that all relevant staff are well versed in the standard operating procedures and elements of security awareness that are the basis of the security audit. On top of general security awareness is a need for HRIS application specific security knowledge. This awareness is for the HRIS managers and administrators within the organization. This type of awareness results in teaching the more advanced lessons that the employees need to know to build secure products and services and should be an essential part of the security audit. This audit will thus provide a robust security cover and a good response in the event of an emergency when the flexibility of the response from the employees may be the key to a successful recovery. We will continue discussing more about this element in the next slide as well. When planning the security audit for the staff, it is important to consider face-to-face consultations, discussions, and briefings between group of employees and their managers. The HRIS department should evaluate the organization's health, that is, the internal auditors should evaluate the critical functions of the organization for long-term sustainability. Some critical questions that should be asked from the context of security should be: do risk management efforts identify and focus on the right risks? Does the senior management encourage the right level of risk-taking within the defined tolerances? Is the status quo challenged regularly in terms of the security? Is the organization considered a good place and a secure place to work for? What could break the organization down, and are measures in place to prevent or reduce that possibility by regularly running continuous exercises for security? Apart from these questions, the auditors need to realize that although audit-related meetings can disrupt normal working schedules, the benefits lie in the opportunity for people to ask questions and feel that they are, to some extent, in control about the processes related to security. We shall continue this discussion in further detail in the next slide as well. Once the auditors feel that they have some ownership of the concepts underlying the new systems, it is sensible either to prepare accessible documentation, which assumes nothing and is regularly updated, or is able to provide computer-based training programs, also known as CBT. The auditors should have regular talks with management and the board regarding the organization's information security efforts. Are management and staff anticipating future requirements is an important question. Is the organization building resourcefulness for critical security activities, such as development of policies and standards, education and awareness related to security, security monitoring, creating robust security architecture, and so on? Is there a comprehensive security planning process and program in place is also a thing that needs to be considered by the auditors. Is there a strategic vision, a placement of a strategic plan, and or a tactical plan for security that is integrated within the business efforts also needs to be considered. The last question that the auditors need to introspect while running an audit is, can the security team and the management sustain them as a part of conducting the day-to-day business? We shall continue our discussion about the enhancements done in the security audits in the next slide as well. Thus, the desire to train people and to produce flexible and effective HRI security audits must be seen against the need in some organizations to control and restrict general access to information about the operating procedures. In such audits, there may be some procedures and facilities that are sensitive to certain organizational practices. The exact role of internal audit regarding information security varies greatly amongst organizations, but it can provide a significant opportunity for internal audits to deliver real value to the board and management. Internal auditors should play a leading role in ensuring that information security efforts have a positive effect on an organization and protect the organization from harm. So in this particular slide, we have gone ahead and discussed the related nuances of creating a security audit and the important parts. In the next slide, we shall look at certain audit procedures that need to be kept in mind while designing the audits for the workplace. As discussed in the previous slide, we are going to take a look at certain audit procedures. The answer to the questions that were asked in the previous slide is that all the audit procedures should be designed bearing in mind the level of security required in each aspect of the workplace environment. The following reasons outline why organizations need to protect their information. The first of these critical aspects relate to the availability. Important questions asked here is, can the organization ensure prompt access to information or systems to authorized users? Do the employees know if their critical information is regularly backed up and easily restored? The second aspect is related to the integrity of data and systems. Is the board confident that they can rest assured that this information has not been altered in an unauthorized manner and that systems are free from unauthorized manipulation that could compromise reliability? The next set of questions need to be asked from the aspect of the confidentiality of information and data. Can the pallbearers of the organization tell the customers and employees that their non-public information is safe from unauthorized access, disclosure, or usage? This is a significant reputational risk in today's environment. The last aspect pertains to accountability. If the information has been compromised, can the organization trace actions to their sources? Is there an incident response process in place? These are some of the important aspects or reasons that need to be considered while running a security audit. One important consideration for the auditors is that the levels of security specified for the design must be realistic. In the next slide, we are going to discuss in detail about these levels which are appropriate for a security audit. Hence, levels of security appropriate to the mainframe operations in a sensitive establishment will not be appreciated nor be appropriate in a conventional commercial office. Moreover, whatever the overall system in operation and level of security considered appropriate, the auditors and employees should understand why things are to be done. An audit of information security thus can take many levels and forms. At its simplest level, the auditors will review an information security program's plans, policies, procedures, and new key initiatives. These could also include the holding of interviews with the key stakeholders from the context of creating better levels of security. At the most complex level, an internal audit team will evaluate every important aspect of a secure program. This diversity depends on the risks involved, the assurance requirements of the board members and executive management, and the skills and abilities of the auditors. For example, if the organization is undergoing extensive change within its IT application portfolio or the IT infrastructure, that could be a great time for a comprehensive assessment of the overall information security program. This is likely to be best just before or after the changes were to be institutionalized. If the last year's security audit was positive, perhaps a specialized audit of a particular security activity or an important IT application would be useful in the current scenario. The audit evaluation can and most times should be a part of a long-term endeavor, like a multi-year endeavor. The audit assessment of the security results should be carefully documented as well in order to increase the robustness and the efficacy of the said audit. In this context, we are now going to look at the people perspective. So people are generally more supportive if they understand the reasons for the audits to be conducted. So when the audits need to be conducted, people need to be informed properly and told about the relevance and importance. Defining the audit goals, objectives, and scope for a review of information security is thus an important first step to be taken. The organization's information security programs and its various measures cover a broad span of roles, processes, and technologies, and just as importantly, support the business in numerous ways. Security really thus is a critical system of an organization and always must be considered. Finally, the organization will consolidate the loyalty of its employees if it is seen to meet the moral and statutory requirements of providing a working environment which is both healthy and safe. Here we need to understand certain more elements that need to be considered in the audits. To commit a computer fraud, a criminal must have access to the computer, so both physical and logical access must be controlled, and planning must take into account of the known vulnerabilities. The context knowledge of firewalls, monitoring technologies, encryption software, and network architecture design is also vital. We have also to consider the desktop asset management, identity management solutions, high availability solutions, change management and change auditing systems, logical access control systems and solutions while thinking of a fraud. Thus, the list of security systems, technologies and processes used is almost endless, but they need to be considered as they are also vital in terms of protecting them against vulnerabilities. The planning phase of the audit needs to ensure the proper focus and depth of the audit evaluation. The auditors need to determine their levels of access, the best audit approach to take during the audit planning, and the skills that they would require. Once the access has been achieved, most frauds depend upon the falsification of inputs. Most frauds have obvious symptoms, and the principal detection strategies rely on noticing deviations from the norm. This would also create a lot of suspicions. Now, these suspicions would be discussed in the next slide, with which we are concluding the discussions on security enhancements through audits. As mentioned in the previous slide, we need to consider the kind of suspicions that have been generated or raised in order to include those in the audit concerns. So once management suspicions have been raised, a good rule is to follow the guidelines. The decision about how comprehensively internal audit should evaluate information security should be based on an audit risk assessment and should include factors such as risk to the business of a security compromise of a critical asset, information or system. The experience of the information security management team, the size and complexity of the organization, the information security program itself, and the level of change in the business in the information security program are certain important factors that need to be kept into consideration while improving or creating enhancements to security through the use of audits. In the next slide, we are going to discuss about planning against intrusions in HRI systems, which is the next important topic that we have to discuss in this chapter. As mentioned in the previous slide, we are now going to initiate discussions about the aspects of planning against intrusions in the HRI systems. Like most audits, an audit of an information security program generally will involve three phases: planning, fieldwork and reporting. Information security programs, however, come in many shapes and sizes. So the audit of information security must be a process that is flexible and risk-based. The audit should encourage the organization to build strength, endurance and agility in its security program efforts. It should represent a robust plan against intrusions in the HRI system. One such scenario could be missing documents. In this context, if the documents are missing, the auditor should suspect the person who would have been suspected, the person that had incorrect documents which were found with them. In short term, the bonus expected from the investigation is recovering part or all of the documents which were lost due to the immediate fraud. The main objective in prosecuting detected fraud is the long-term deterrence. Thus, we should have a robust plan against intrusions in HRI systems. We're going to discuss more about the investigative process in the next slide as well. To that extent, being seen to engage in the investigative process is an aspect of the ongoing of personnel, sorry, ongoing function of the personnel management, and it is intended to affect staff attitude. The audit tests could enhance the investigative process by including reviewing programs, plans, and budgets. They could also include interviewing key executives, looking at security training material, reviewing management test plans to evaluate the operating effectiveness of security efforts and their results, reviewing management's communications to employees regarding the importance of security to the organization and how it contributes to long-term success, and studying the support and trends for performance reporting. Thus, the investigative process should not be seen as a mere byproduct of standard auditing. To give it the necessary independence and authority within the organization, auditing is a function that requires separate resourcing. Once established, the auditor's first task needs to be to identify and watch all the vulnerable points, and thus it becomes easy to plan against intrusions in the HRIS systems. This can be usually done discreetly by analyzing historical trends or by testing reasonableness in comparisons between branches or similar organizations. It is essential to say that auditors should be like a doctor. They should engage in one, completing regular physical checkups that assess the health of the organization's vital organs and verifying that the business takes the necessary steps to stay healthy and secure, and two, encouraging management and the board to invest in information security practices that contribute to sustainable performance and ensuring that the reliable protection of the organization's most critical assets is done in a robust manner. We will discuss more about this aspect in the next slide as well. Thus, audit checks should never be restricted to statistical methods. Sampling checks should always be made on individual items, regardless of the possible threat to the relationships between the employees. Hopefully, if the auditing staff have been properly trained and the staff to be investigated has a constructive view of the process, there should be minimum friction or conflict arising from the disruption to the established routines. The auditors should analyze the various components of the information security programs based on the scope identified early in the audit, which will help in planning against intrusions. The following are some of the important questions that may be asked in a typical audit. Does the information security program reflect the risks and complexities of the organization? Is the program actively investigating threats that trend and implement in new ways of protecting the organization from harm? Is there an active training and awareness effort so that the management and the staff understand their individual roles and responsibilities, and it helps to plan against the intrusions in the system? In the next slide, we will discuss some more elements related to this aspect. The decision about how comprehensively internal audits should evaluate the information security should be based on an audit risk assessment and introspective questions like the ones which were discussed in the previous slide, and should also include factors such as risk to the business of a security compromise of a critical asset. The information security program itself should be robust and should be able to address such questions in the auditing and the planning phase. It is a well-known fact that audits disrupt the normal working routines as stated earlier. Hence, they should be carefully planned to maintain a good level of staff morale and to avoid appearing either provocative or overly paranoid. The manner and attitude of the auditing staff is also a critical factor. Those selected for this critical task should not be the regular employees in the areas under the review. So a specialized set of people should man these particular activities. From the perspective of planning against intrusions in human resource information systems, it is thus vital to provide opportunities for employees to grow into a dedicated security role through advancement. It is important to make security a career choice for some specialized employees within the organization. They need to realize that security is critical and to prove it by providing growth potential for those within a passion for security. The expectation is that the outsiders are more likely to be objective, to see through plausible exercises, and to avoid friendships which might color judgments. Once the team has been recruited and the audit plan, it is best to carry out checks by surprise, even though this may introduce a confrontational element between the audit team and the affected employees. Here we continue our discussion about planning against intrusions in HRI systems. Further, the team should not examine too large a part of the organization over too long a period of time, because this may disrupt the operations of that area too much. This huge and daunting task can be reduced by building a community related to organizational security. The security community is the backbone of sustained security culture. Community provides the connections between people across the organization and is an important part of the elements that bring together employees from that organization. Security communities assist in bringing everyone together against the common problems and eliminates an us versus them mentality. This community-based supervision can increase security and reduce the vulnerability to the organization. Thus, if a closed supervision can produce a period that is free from attacks, this will be a vital basis for later comparisons. Hence, planning against intrusions can become a simpler affair. The audits conducted without developing a security culture are expensive and depend on the effectiveness of the auditing staff. A period of about a fortnight thus is a useful target. There are a variety of reasons for choosing this. The first one being the online fraudsters often live up to their incomes and may need to continue the fraud to meet newly acquired commitments. Second, they may be arrogant enough to believe that the fraud is not detectable. Third, they may believe that the security measures and controls are not regularly tested for operational effectiveness. Finally, they may believe that there is no active education and awareness effort by the management and staff to understand every employee's roles. We have a few more elements related to this particular aspect about fraudsters, which we shall discuss in the next slide. The fraudsters may also consider the investigation as a challenge and enjoy the game of continuing the fraud while under scrutiny. They may recognize that if the fraud stops, the operational pattern will change, thus revealing the existence and method of the fraud. The final point that we are going to discuss here is that the information security program does not completely reflect the risks and complexity of the organization. In the next slide, we are going to discuss about the potential for fraud and the actual levels and the factors that create that. In this slide, we are going to take a look at the potential for fraud. The actual level will depend on the factors such as the ability of each member of staff to gain access to critical resources. The next factor is the skills of those involved in that particular fraud and the amount of time available to plan and execute the fraud. Some organizations have designed and tested security-related plans to help them respond to unforeseen frauds that could have the potential to threaten their very existence. These organizations have learned, oftentimes through personal experience, that the time to plan is before the fraud occurs and not after. Yet some of these organizations may not have applied the same thinking to business risks associated with the fraud, and consequently may have not got the adequate processes in place to deal with the allegations of fraud and misconduct. This risk oversight could be worrisome considering the potentially significant impact of an imminent fraud. An effective fraud response management program should thus be designed to allow the organization to react to various types of fraud and misconduct allegations in a measurable and consistent manner. The overarching goal of a fraud response program thus needs to be to protect the organization, to develop a multi-level approach to protect from the economic, reputation, and legal risks associated with the fraud allegation. Thus, this needs to be a critical part of the security audit program. No matter how good the audit and training, the possibility of an accidental error is always present, and this may allow major system failures to arise. But since errors may conceal dishonesty, the reduction of error incidents is essential to maximize the auditing effectiveness and thus should be considered as an important part of planning against intrusions in the HRIS systems. As organizations expand their global presence, it can be extremely important that they have a well-defined fraud response management in place, as was mentioned in the previous slide. This allows them to respond appropriately to allegations of fraud and misconduct. This can be especially important in the light of the world's economic current conditions. As a result, reasonable steps must be taken to protect the data. But it is not very economic to protect all the data. Okay, so we need to have some control over sensitive applications, especially those where the human error is more common than dishonesty. In this particular fashion, we are creating a balance where there is a conscious fraud being created and where there are accidental errors or incidents in the organization. This makes the planning process against accidental or purposeful intrusions robust in the HRIS systems. Thus, once acknowledged that all people-based threats cannot be prevented, the designers should build detection systems to allow rapid interventions to limit damage. All security designs must be based on good psychology and sociology as well. In this manner, we have completed our detailed discussions about planning against intrusions in HRIS systems. We are now going to conclude this particular chapter. So thank you. We have completed chapter number 5, Creating Secure HRIS Systems. In this chapter, we have understood the following important objectives. We first have seen the key practices for creation of secure HRIS systems. This was followed by critical elements relating to designing of security control systems. We have also discussed the several techniques and methods of enhancements done to the security through audits. And finally, we have also discussed about planning against intrusions in the HRIS systems. In the next chapter, we will discuss about the personal information systems, which are a key part of the HRIS solutions. Thank you.